Hello, hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of Skeptics and Seekers, Sunday Sermon Shorts. Five pro-lifers could face years in prison after guilty verdict. What's next? That's a headline from the Christian Post. The story is pretty straightforward. I'll just give you a couple of highlights. Let's see, reactions from both sides of the abortion divide have come rolling in after the recent conviction of five pro-life activists found guilty of violating the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrance Act, FACE Act. Christian Post reporters Samantha, whatever her last name is, joins the Inside Story podcast this week to discuss the case centered on the activists. And this is really just a short blip about the podcast. As the evidence at trial showed, the defendants engaged in a conspiracy to create a blockade at the reproductive health care clinic to prevent the clinic from providing and patients from receiving reproductive health services, a statement from the U.S. Department of Justice reads. All right, that's enough of the story. You get the idea. Abortion clinics exist. They are legal. They are a part of our health care system. Pro-lifers, as they like to style themselves, are opposed to abortion. And so they do anything and everything, including the occasional bombing of a clinic, to stop people from getting those legal healthcare services. Now, what I want you to imagine is some religious fanatics, say Jehovah's Witness religious fanatics, who are opposed to healthcare. In particular, healthcare for children. Let's say that they blockade children's hospitals. That would be an act, a criminal act, worthy of some prison time. You would probably agree with that. This is what is happening in the case of these people blocking abortion clinics. This is illegal. They know it's illegal. They know what they're doing, but the story, as far as I'm concerned, is just another example of how Christians don't give a damn about the law, that their religion trumps everything, including the law. Now, these same whack jobs, these same people treat America as if it were the kingdom of God and the Constitution as if it were the Bible. They're way more patriotic than they are religious. And they know way more about the Constitution than the Bible. They demonstrate this time and time again. So these are people who love America and love the law, except when the law goes against them, and then they hate the law. They feel like they're above the law. They feel like they're morally obligated to go against the law when necessary. And so these people are really anarchists. Christians are really anarchists when it comes right down to it. Oh, you don't like the law? Well, just break it in the name of Jesus. And that's what they do. So in one rare moment, the law fights back. And these five activists are going to go to prison. Now, there's still sentencing to be had, so they could spend several years in prison. Let's see how that works out. I have a feeling that it probably won't work out that way, because after all, this is America. And we're in the process of making America great again. Right? So, laws must be changed to accommodate the actions of religious fanatics. But that's where we are. Why do I do this show? Why do I do these shorts? Why do I try? Why do I care? I'm not a Christian anymore. Why not just let Christians be Christians? Because they won't just be Christians with a private faith that harms no one. This is what Christianity looks like in America and around the world. This is what butts in the seats, boots on the ground, real Christianity looks like. You can talk about your academic Christianity all you want. Nobody knows where that is, and nobody gives a damn. This is what Christianity, real Christianity, as it's practiced by real people, looks like. And it must be fought. That's enough for today. That's enough for the week. I am not entirely sure if there will be a show this weekend. I had expected to do a show with a guest, and that has not materialized as of now. If it does, you will get a show this weekend. If I feel okay after a minor procedure, I suspect I will. We'll just have to see. We'll play it by ear. In the meantime, feel free to catch up on the shows that you have missed and leave a comment. skepticsandseekers.squarespace.com. Log into your Discuss account, discuss away, shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Let's talk. In the meantime, I'm out.